This is KUT. Austin is often cited as one of the most economically segregated cities in the nation. Some researchers say that divide has major social and economic costs for the city, things that may seem unconnected to the issue of affordability. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
For years, the city has tried out a number of tools to address its growing affordability problem, but the options for Austin are limited to what state law will allow. Roy Lopez is with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. He spoke about the challenges at a recent event hosted by the Dallas Fed and Housing Works Austin.
The city cannot nonprofit its way out of this, and government is a tool but not the total answer. The situation demands a robust, courageous, and energetic collection of policies, initiatives, and philanthropic solutions that equals the magnitude of the problem.
It's no secret that it's getting more expensive to live in Austin, but some researchers say the effects go beyond issues of housing. Rolf Pendel is with the Urban Institute. The group studied the effects of segregation on the 100 most populated regions in the country.
We built racial apartheid in the United States on purpose from the founding of the country, and we kept building it and building it for centuries.
Pendel says that divide can have economic and social consequences for the entire community, not just people living in poverty. Along with looking into how segregated those regions were, the Urban Institute tracked changes in the area's income, education, homicide rates, and life expectancy.
And just ask the question, are the more segregated neighborhood metropolitan areas coming out with worse metropolitan outcomes in all these four things? And we found out that the answer is yes, that segregation does damage everybody in a metropolitan area.
The Institute's research found areas that are less economically segregated tend to have a higher median household income for African American families. And in areas where white and Latino communities had successfully integrated, the life expectancy was higher for everyone. Speaking at the same event, Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart said everyone in the region should be able to share in its prosperity.
We have a very, very wealthy community in aggregate. So I don't want to be looking at what's affordable for those who are above the national average with regard to opportunities. We have communities of deep, deep need where families of four are living off of $30,000 a year.
Eckhart says she believes the housing market will solve a lot of its own affordability problems, but she says the local government should step in to fill the gaps. Eckhart says that includes incentivizing new affordable housing in areas that developers wouldn't otherwise go. Saida Hassan, KUT News.